Emergency services personnel for Allegheny County spent last Saturday morning responding to routine 911 calls, complaints about parking, and residents blowing leaves into neighbors' yards. Then, just before 10 a.m., callers inside the Tree of Life Synagogue told them a gunman had entered the building. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk has more on how the day unfolded from the point of view of the people in the 911 center.
The first call came in from a rabbi. Another soon followed from a congregant named Barry Werber. He got connected to Michelle Kalinsky with emergency services. She asked his name and location.
He described what was going on, and you ask how many shots were you able to see the gun.
As they spoke, she entered Werber's information into the computer to alert dispatchers.
He had gone into the basement of the building and ran into a storage room. And it was dark. He couldn't describe it. He didn't see anything, didn't know how large it was. We asked if he could feel around and what was he able to feel. You know, are you able to barricade the door?
All the while, she tried to keep Werber calm.
When he explained his fears and what was going on, I let him know that he wasn't alone. You know, I would be there with him and we would get through it.
On Thursday, Kalinsky shared her experience from the Situation Room inside Allegheny County Emergency Services headquarters in the East End. This is the spot where representatives from local, state, and federal agencies convened Saturday to coordinate the response to the mass shooting. Kalinsky offered Werber guidance while feeding his updates to dispatchers. They got to work immediately.
The complainant says they have an active shooter in the building. A second call says they are being attacked.
Michael Steinmiller was one of the voices calling police to the scene.
You can train till you're blue in the face for anything in life. You hope that this day never comes.
And when it does, Steinmiller says dispatchers jump into action, relaying key information to officers on the ground.
Okay, multiple gunshots are heard from the lobby, possibly 20 to 30 shots.
Where's that?
It's going to be at 5898 Wilkins Avenue, Tree of Life Synagogue.
That audio is from a website called Broadcastify. It airs live feeds from emergency dispatchers throughout the country. Steinmiller says he had to give officers enough details to respond to the shooter without compromising the safety of those inside the synagogue.
I had to be conscious that he may be listening also. So to give out all this information of where they're particularly hiding may not have been the safest thing to do.
Meanwhile, word came that an officer had been shot.
It's just one of the worst things that you could hear. And I heard it four times that day.
11 people were killed Saturday morning and 6 others injured, including 4 police officers. Many of the emergency services personnel have spoken to counselors to help cope. They've also spent time with therapy dogs. And yet, they got back to work. Kalinsky, like many on duty Saturday, still had several hours left in her shift.
You try not thinking about it because you can't let that call impact another emergency that might come through. So I took a walk briefly and you took your breaks.
Since then, she's thought a lot about Barry Werber and the 44 minutes they spent on the phone. She hopes to meet him.
I prayed for him, but maybe I can pray with him in person someday.
While many emergency services employees at work Saturday have had extensive experience responding to crises, Kalinsky has not. She spent the past 20 years in customer service, and this is just her 5th week in training to handle 911 calls.
It's challenging. You question, like when you go through training and you listen to mock calls and you listen to videos, can I really do it? And well, when it came down to it, I guess I proved to myself I could.
She wants to be there for the next caller in a terrifying situation. But of course, she says, she hopes no one else ever has to go through that. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.